Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Thoroughly rested after a well-earned vacation, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil have returned to their original base of operation, Singapore, the capital city of the Malay Peninsula. The unquenchable desire for new adventure is strong, and Jungle Jim becomes restless. Far into the night, he pores over maps, seeking a new field for a new campaign. But little did he know that right at that moment, fate was answering his plea for action. For stumbling into the spacious lobby of the Hotel Imperial, a young man, wild-eyed and disheveled, approaches the dignified night clerk.
Is there something I can do for you, young man?
Yes, I've got to see Jungle Jim right away.
Jungle Jim? If you mean Mr. James Bradley...
Yes, yes.
I'm very sorry, but it's too late. Much too late. Mr. Bradley has retired for the night.
I don't care if he has retired. Wake him up! Wake him up, I tell you! I must see him, I tell you!
My dear fellow, Mr. Bradley has just returned from a very long trip, and I can't disturb him. It's far too late.
I don't care how late it is. I've got to see him, I tell you. I've got to. Do you understand? I've got to.
I'll repeat, you jolly well can't see him. He's in bed, I tell you, asleep, no doubt. And unquestionably tired after a very long journey, and I am most definitely not going to disturb him.
Now, look here. I'm desperate. And I won't take no for an answer. I tell you, I've got to see him. It's a matter of life and death.
A matter of life and death to you, perhaps. But I'd like to inform you, young man, that this is an hotel. Mr. Bradley is one of our best and most important guests. And it's not the habit of the management to rouse out our guests for every wild-eyed vagrant that comes dashing in the hotel.
I told you I was desperate. Well, I'm not only desperate, I'm dangerous. I'll give you one more chance. Will you let me see Jungle Jim Bradley?
Absolutely not. And if you don't leave this hotel immediately, I shall call the police.
Oh, no, you won't. You see this? It's a fully loaded automatic. And I tell you right now, I'll use it on you if you don't get Mr. Bradley.
I can't and won't be intimidated by your positively American gangster methods. Now, leave the place at once.
Listen to me once more, you blithering young fool. I'll give you one more chance. Pick up that phone and call Jungle Jim Bradley's room, or I'll blow your brains out. Quick. I'm desperate. I mean business.
Oh. Oh. Very well. If you're really going to be unreasonable, I shall call Mr. Bradley and tell him why I'm disturbing him. And let me warn you, young man, you shall answer for this outrage. Imogene, will you get me Mr. Bradley's room, please?
Mr. Bradley? One moment, please. I'm ringing Mr. Bradley's room. Here's Mr. Bradley.
Hello?
Mr. Bradley, this is Mr. Mitchell, the night clerk. I'm most frightfully sorry to disturb you at this unearthly hour, but there's a young man here at the desk who is most insistent upon seeing you.
Hey, doesn't he know what time it is? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yes, Mr. Bradley. I realize it's 3 a.m., but he insists. I tried to get rid of him, but he won't go away. He says it's a matter of life and death, and if I don't show him up, he'll blow out my brain.
That does sound like a matter of life and death, if only for you. Would you show him up, Mitchell?
Very good, sir.
Well, what did he say?
You may go up. It's the fourth floor. Suite A. The elevator is at your left.
All right, thanks. I'll find it.
Imogene, get me Mr. Bradley's room again, and do hurry.
Very well. But I'd like to know what the game is disturbing guests at this hour. Yes, Mr. Bradley?
Jim Bradley speaking.
Oh, this is Mr. Mitchell again, the night clerk, Mr. Bradley. That young man who is on his way up, he's armed, Mr. Bradley. He's almost hysterical. I thought it might be just as well if I'd warn you in advance. I think he's in a dangerous mood, sir.
Well, thanks for the warning, Mitchell. I'll watch him, don't worry. I'll take that gun away from him right off the reel. I have my man Colo here, and the two of us can easily take care of him.
Righto. I'll be ready for any emergency. Just call me if you need any help, Mr. Bradley.
Thanks, Mitchell. I will, but I don't think we'll have any trouble. Now, good night.
Good night, sir.
Colo, you'd better be ready. We're having a guest here in a minute. He's packing a gun. He might cause a little trouble.
That's right.
That's him now, Colo. You open the door. Open it wide. Let him in. And then when you close the door, try to get behind him in case he gets stopped.
Yes, Tuan. Colo ready for him.
Oh. Are you Jungle Jim Bradley?
That's me. Come in, won't you?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, fine. Now then, young fellow, before we proceed any further, you'd better hand over the hardware before someone gets hurt.
Huh? Well, what did you say?
That little firearm you were using on the clerk downstairs, the revolver.
Yes.
Let me have it.
Oh, that's here. Take it away, gladly.
Oh, thanks. Well, that. Now sit down in the chair.
Oh, thank you.
You look as if you're all in. And Colo, give this man a drink. He looks as if he could use it.
Oh. Here's one.
Thank you very much.
I ought to hammer a little sense in that thick skull of yours. Coming into a hotel, threatening the poor old night clerk, brandishing a gun, and trying to scare people like that.
Here's a drink, Juan.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Colo. Here you are. Drink this. Set up your nerves.
Yeah.
Then I'll hear what you have to say.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bradley.
There. Now, you've had a drink. Tell me, what's all the excitement about?
Well, I must apologize for my rudeness, Mr. Bradley. I just had to see you. You're the only one who could help me.
I hope so, but take it easy now. Take it easy. Here, have a cigarette.
Oh, thanks.
Just relax and try to pull yourself together. You've had a terrific case of jangled nerves there.
You have a light? I've got to tell you, Mr. Bradley, it's driving me crazy.
Okay, but steady now. Try to be calm. Relax. I'm only too glad to help you in any way possible.
Well, it's about my wife, Louise, Miss Bradley.
Yes?
She was so sweet, gentle, refined. Now she's changed. Good heavens, man, she's mad. She's changed to a wild, howling savage. She's gone native.
Here. Get a hold of yourself. Somehow, this doesn't seem to add up right. Doesn't make sense. You say your wife has gone native?
Yes.
Now, look here, young fellow. Suppose you begin at the beginning and tell me your whole story.
All right. Well, first, my name is Stacy. Harvey Stacy.
Stacy, huh?
Yes.
That name sounds familiar. Oh, yes. Yes, I remember. Harvey Stacy. The big rubber plantation owner. He died about 2 years ago.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Bradley. He's my uncle. I was named after him. See, after my parents died, it's my Uncle Harvey who took care of me, paid all my expenses in college, back home in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just before I graduated, my uncle died, left his plantations to me. Never married, and I was his sole heir.
I see. You've never been out here before.
No, I never had.
So when he died, leaving you his plantations, you decided to come out here and run them?
Yes, that's it. But while I was in college, I went around with a very nice girl. We decided to become engaged. And then just before graduation...
Did you get your special delivery letter, Harvey, dear?
Yes, Louise. Sorry to keep you waiting so long, but I had to stop and read it. It's very important.
Bad news?
Yes.
Oh.
My uncle in Malaya is dead.
Oh.
The letter was from his lawyers. He died a month ago. He instructed them not to bother me until after the funeral. He's left everything to me. Wanted me to come out and take over the plantation.
And you're going, Harvey?
Well, I'm not going until after graduation, anyway. But there are a few things I'd like to talk to you about. It concerns our future, Louise.
Yes, dear. This thing happening will make a difference.
Well, what I want to know is, would you be willing to marry me after graduation and come out to Malaya with me, Louisa? I know it's quite a lot to ask of a girl, but, well, with things in the shape they are in this country, we didn't have much to look forward to. There's not much of an employment market for college graduates. Jobs are scarce. And...
But with this offer of your uncle, our future would be assured.
Yes, it would be if you'd be willing to go with me. Oh, I know it's not the healthiest or most attractive place to start married life, but if we worked hard for a few years... And...
Don't say any more, dear. I love you, Harvey. Love you enough to place my whole future in your hands. If we're going to Malaya, well, I'm going with you. We'll be married right after graduation and take our honeymoon trip on the liner to Malaya and then settle down to raise rubber or whatever you do on that precious plantation.
Oh, darling, you're so wonderful and... Oh, I just know we're going to be everything. So, we got married right after graduation and lost no time in sailing for Malaya.
And when did all the trouble begin? Soon after you settled on the plantation?
No. At first, we were very happy. But then, as time went on...
What strange power in the Malay jungle is driving the wife of this desperate young man insane? Will Jungle Jim be able to help this unhappy husband bring his wife back to normalcy? Don't miss the continuation of young Stacy's strange story in the next episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenyammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.